The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A stolen Kia appears to be at the center of another crash that left one person injured. The injured individual was taken to ECMC on Thursday night, the Thursday night crash at the intersection of Jefferson Avenue and High Streets. WIVB reports civilian captured video shows several Buffalo police vehicles chasing the alleged stolen Kia prior to the crash. Police were able to apprehend suspects from the Kia after they attempted to flee on foot. The new state budget includes $250 million for an ambitious effort for the University at Buffalo, expanding the use of artificial intelligence across New York State. According to State Senator Sean Ryan and Assemblymember Karen McMahon, the funding line in the new state spending plan will establish at UB Empire AI, a state-owned research and computing facility. The plan is for the not-for-profit entity to be operated by researchers and scientists, and to include a focus on the ethical and public uses of artificial intelligence. SUNY will also contribute $25 million to the program over the next 10 years. And surplus grape juice produced in Western New York is finding a profitable market, the federal government. According to Congressman Nick Langworthy, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has committed to purchase $45 million worth of surplus Concord grape juice as an attempt to stabilize industry prices. The juice is expected to be distributed to various nutrition assistance programs.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
New York lawmakers have begun passing parts of the state budget, and as Karen DeWitt reports, focus is on retail theft.
Governor Kathy Hochul highlighted steps taken in the budget to reduce retail theft. They include increasing penalties for assaulting a retail worker and closing loopholes in current laws to make it easier to arrest and convict people for the online sale of stolen goods. Hochul says store owners will no longer have to fend off on their own brash and organized criminal networks.
No one wants to walk into a store to find items locked up behind glass windows, or worse, see one of these sprees firsthand. No one wants to see the shops in their neighborhood boarded up because business owners simply say, I can't do this anymore. It's just not working. It's not worth it. Because that threatens the very vitality of these communities, which I will stop at nothing to protect.
The spending plan also creates new powers for local law enforcement to shutter the thousands of illegal marijuana shops now operating in the state. Police will be able to immediately padlock a shop found to be in violation of the state's cannabis laws. Until now, they had to wait until the case wound its way through the courts. The black market outlets have sprung up in recent years as New York legalized the use of adult recreational cannabis, but has been very slow to grant licenses to legitimate retailers. Assemblywoman Pat Fahey, who represents Albany, says the botched rollout of the legal cannabis program has led to the proliferation of the illegal shops.
It's really been a flagrant disregard for the law and hurting those who are legitimately trying to put their life savings in and enter this business in a legitimate way. So very pleased to see that.
The budget also includes stiffer penalties for hate crimes. Assemblywoman Grace Lee, a Democrat from Lower Manhattan and an original sponsor of the provision, praised the move.
We are updating New York's outdated hate crime statute to respond to the severe rise in hate against minority communities, including the Asian, Jewish, Muslim, Black, and LGBTQ+ New Yorkers. There's a long-term corrosive effect when we fail to address hate in our communities.
The budget bill also authorizes the state to close up to 5 state prisons in the next 90 days. Those with prisons in their districts or nearby say the job losses will have a negative economic impact in those communities. Assemblywoman Mary Beth Walsh is a Republican from Saratoga County.
These prisons are sometimes the only thing in the local economy that's there. the biggest employer for an area. So this is going to be a bitter pill, really, to have up to five more closures in on such short notice.
Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, a Democrat from the Buffalo area, says while she thinks the 90-day notice is too short, she says communities need to look to other means of creating jobs.
Prisons are not supposed to be a job opportunity for people. It's supposed to be a way to reform people who have been convicted of a crime. If you haven't been convicted and you're not in jail, there's no reason to keep them open.
As of late Thursday, a number of key budget bills were not yet completed, including an education spending bill that distributes school aid and the state's financial plan, as well as an affordable housing program. A tentative agreement between Hochul and legislative leaders would include a tax break for real estate developers who build affordable housing, as well as strengthening tenants' rights. The Senate and Assembly plan to remain at the Capitol until Saturday, at least, in order to complete the bills and finish getting a budget in place. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
19-year-old Niagara Falls man will spend the next 30 years in prison following his conviction on a number of charges, including attempted aggravated assault of a police officer. According to the Niagara County District Attorney's Office, Kalik Miller was involved in two separate shooting incidents. In January of 2023, Miller fired shots at police officer James Bissell as the officer was responding to a burglary in the town of Niagara. Bissell was not injured. In November of 2022, Miller shot and injured a 22-year-old woman in Niagara Falls. Officials say the victim is, quote, recovering well. ECMC officials say they'll be emphasizing the importance of organ, eye, tissue, and blood donations at an event this morning. As part of National Donate Life Month, today's ceremonies will include a flag raising and a celebration featuring living organ donors and organ transplant recipients. There are currently nearly 10,000 New York State residents awaiting organ transplants. And the city of Buffalo is honoring a historic football game played in 1970, the first women's professional football tackle game in New York State. Played on December 5th, 1970 at All High Stadium, the game saw the Buffalo All-Stars defeat the Toronto Bells 14-0. Members of the Buffalo Arts Commission will honor the game during a Saturday afternoon ceremony when a marker is dedicated at All High Stadium, which will be followed by a girls' high school flag football game. Part of the four-team Women's Professional Football League, the Buffalo All-Stars were led on that day by quarterback Donna Suter.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.